Welcome back. The final block in this really extraordinarily important conversation with John Guandolo. I have said before, and I will say again, I regard his resource at understanding the threat, both the training that it does and the material that it produces, which can be found at understandingthethreat.com, is simply indispensable. So, John, I wanted to ask you, you've set the stage for us very nicely to bring us sort of up to the present moment, purges going back to the Bush administration, the malfeasance, I think it's fair to say, of the Obama administration in this space with its, you know, countering violent extremism shenanigans and the like. But I do want to ask you about the Trump administration. At understandingthethreat.com, you wrote a few weeks back a scathing review of H.R. McMaster, the president's national security advisor, calling him unfit for the job because of his willful blindness at best in this part of the battle space. Talk a little bit about how you've arrived at that conclusion and its implications.
Well, you just a moment ago used the word malfeasance, and I concur. And when a person is unprofessional in their duties and people die as a result, legally that's called criminal negligence, and we put doctors and lawyers in jail for that. So I want to begin the discussion right there. Now, Mr. McMaster, Herbert McMaster, is the national security advisor to the President of the United States, and he has openly said on numerous occasions that ISIS practices an irreligious view of religion. He's also called it a perverted version of religion, which is untrue. It's categorically untrue. What ISIS states is exactly in line with Sharia, which is Islamic doctrine. And so to say that this has nothing to do with Islam is categorically false, and it's counterfactual to the truth. And therefore, he's unprofessional. And because we have Americans who have been killed in overseas and here in the United States, I think he falls into that criminally negligent category.
And his recommendation, we're about to send perhaps as many as 4,000 more to Afghanistan, where many of them may meet a similar fate.
Yes, and let me highlight that, because I also last Thursday wrote an article about right now the Islamic movement, based on UTT's assessment, they are entering their final stage here in the United States, what they consider to be the final stage before violent overthrow, and before they really ramp up the violence here in furtherance of overthrowing the United States. Now, we can have a disagreement on whether they are entering the final stage. I'm okay with that. But what I am saying is, at a time when all of this is culminating here in the United States, the Islamic movement, we are strategically taking our focus back to Afghanistan, and the people who have come up with this strategy are the very generals who lost the wars for us the first time because they refused to know the enemy. Nowhere in our national security doctrine, anywhere since 9/11, have we identified the threat. You cannot defeat an enemy you do not define, because you can't target them. So this is the enemy strategy, civilization jihad by our hands. And I just want to say, I believe that the president, in his gut, he has even said it publicly. In his gut, he knows what the threat is, that Islam is the problem. He has said, my gut tells me we should not go back into Afghanistan. But Mr. Trump comes from a generation that, in my opinion, rightfully reveres generals, military generals. Unfortunately, the generals that have been leading us, with almost no exception, have failed to understand the threat.
Well, but to be fair, John, let me just add, they have faced the prospect of what you experienced. If they do understand the threat, let alone if they acted on it, that would have been a career-ending offense. So they have been not only incentivized to go along with the program, as H.R. McMaster clearly did with Barack Obama's team. He went from colonel to a three-star general in the space of whatever it was, 6 or 7 years. But this is also, you know, got a flip side to the coin. You don't dare get into the subject at the risk of your future prospects, right?
Well, that's correct. And so in that sense, you're correct. But I would also say These generals have a duty to know this. And it's not like, you know, if you're my dad is retired and he doesn't fully understand it, although in this case he does, then no big deal. But when you're a general, a 3 or 4 star general or admiral, and you don't know this, that's a problem, because you swear an oath to protect and defend, which means you have to do due diligence to actually know the enemy.
It's a particular problem if you're the national security advisor to the president and you're surrounding him with people who are of the Obama view, some 40 of them at last count in the National Security Council, and you're purging those, like our friend Rich Higgins, who understand this problem intimately and who I think worked with the president closely to try to ensure that his interests, his instincts, his policies were advanced. John, we're almost out of time. I did want to reserve the last couple of minutes to just invite you to talk quickly about what citizens hearing your story, hearing your insights, your lessons learned, can now do to try to counter the effects of an H.R. McMaster and a general officer corps that's malfeasant, at least in many cases, and more to the point, to protect our country against this enemy within as well as without.
Well, thank you for giving me that opportunity. I would say know the threat, find out what you can do, keep focused on what's within your wheelhouse, and then take action. So first, know the threat. Understandingthethreat.com is a resource. Our resource page is loaded with information. We also have links to videos, to articles, to all kinds of things on there. And of course, one of the things we link to twice under the training and under the links is Frank, your 10-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood, which I believe is one of the best things that has been produced in the last several years on this threat. So you got to know the threat. We have a store with our books, with DVDs. We have more coming out. Bring us into your community to train. I mean, our vice president, Chris Gobbets, is the guy who went undercover at CARE in 2008. He has an intimate understanding of how these groups work at ground level. And we have changed how we do this. If you bring us into your church or your civic group for citizens, if you just pay our expenses, take up an offering for us, we will come to your community. We encourage you to bring the 3-day law enforcement program into your community so your law enforcement will know this. And so there's more information on the site. We're on Twitter at @UTT_USA, @JohnGuandolo. We have a YouTube channel and a Facebook channel. Subscribe and like us there. We need support. So if you're able to do that, you can donate your nonprofit, you know, tax deductible donations through a 501c3 set up to support us. You can do that on the website. But most importantly is share who we are and what we're doing, because as Frank said, we're the only ones doing this in this part of the realm. I think what CSP is doing is being a leader in this movement. Frank, I thank you for that. And we need everybody involved in this war. Don't worry about how to get H.R. McMaster out. You can do what you can there, but county by county, state by state, we're going to win this war.
That's the counterinsurgency that we must fight to save our country from the red-green axis, as John has described it, the leftist-enabled Islamists of the Muslim Brotherhood and their ilk. John, the most important work of our time, you are at the leading edge of it. An inspiration, as I say, to me personally, and I think to so many others. I'm particularly grateful for the training that you're providing to our law enforcement community and to faith leaders. And I know you'll keep it up, but he'll do more and with greater effect with your help, folks. Check him out at understandingthethreat.com. John Guandolo, God bless you. Come back to us again soon. I hope the rest of you will do the same tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.